G'day strategists, welcome back to the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Amos, and I'm excited today because we're actually kicking off an audio-only special podcast series over the next 6 episodes. This is my way of kind of getting back into the swing of podcast episodes on a weekly basis, and I'm excited that you're joining me and you're continuing to tune in because let me tell you, there's a lot of good stuff coming in the Engage Video Marketing Podcasts with guests, interviews, and more to help you grow in confidence as a video strategist. So this audio-only special series of episodes is actually going to be taking a little bit of a deep dive into some of the concepts which are behind my book, Engage, The Definitive Guide to Video Strategy for Business. Now, if you haven't yet heard me talking about the book, then I encourage you to pick up a copy. If you're listening to this podcast, then my book, which has been kind of the main thing I've been focused on for the last 6 to 12 months in this video strategy side of my business, then I'm excited to get this out into the world. So it's available now. You can pick it up on Amazon or directly from my website at engagevideomarketing.com/book. Now, this audio-only podcast series, I'm kind of calling the Beyond the Book series. So over the next 6 episodes, I'm going to be diving deep into some of the core themes and ideas in my book. But these episodes aren't just readings from the book. The audiobook is coming. Okay, I am recording that as we speak as well. So these episodes are kind of like further reading or further insight into the book. And my aim here is to bring you a bit more context and share some kind of behind the scenes thinking and give you some real world practical insight into what's gone into some of these ideas, which are the foundation of the book. And I really want to shout out to Jesse from Lancaster in Pennsylvania. Now, he actually picked up a copy of the book and reached out to me and kind of kicked me up the pants a little bit and said, you know, why aren't there more episodes of the Engage Video Marketing Podcast coming out? And if you do, can you do some of this kind of behind the book sort of stuff? So Jesse, thank you. And thank you everybody for listening and tuning into this podcast and picking up a copy of the book. And if you have picked up a copy, seriously, thank you so much. Getting this book into your hands has meant so much to me, and I'm excited to get your feedback. And I hope it's been valuable for you. And if it has, then leave a review wherever you grabbed it, Amazon, Goodreads, whatever you use. Those reviews really help more people discover the book. And of course, if you're ready to take things further, if you want the tools, the templates, and the full deep dive training, then I encourage you to check out the Video Strategist Masterclass at engagevideomarketing.com/VSM. Okay, that's enough. Let's dive in to episode 1 of this audio-only special series of the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. And I'm going to start with an idea which originally was a little bit controversial and required a little bit of a mindset shift, because the fact is that most businesses don't actually want a video. Yeah, I said it, right? You see, one of the most common things that I hear from potential clients is something along the idea of, video, we need a video to help us grow, right? We've seen other people do video and we are coming to you because we need a video. And my response as a video producer is normally, all right, okay, but what do you want the video for? What is the goal here? And this is that important mindset shift from video producer to video strategist, which is really the foundation of the book and where it all starts. Because too often, businesses start with the assumption that a video is the answer before they've even really worked out what the question is. So let me be really clear here. Video is an incredibly powerful tool. I know you know that. I know that. That's why we're here, right? That's why we do what we do. But it's not magic, and it's certainly not a standalone strategy. You see, video is just one part of a much bigger toolbox in order to help a business grow. And I often say this, right? You don't start with a hammer, you start with the blueprint. So it's that analogy, and I unpack the analogy further in the book of like, you don't want a drill, you want the drill bit, right? But what you really don't want is the drill bit. What you really want is the hole in the wall that drill's going to enable you to get, right? But you don't want the hole either. What you want is the hook that's going to go into that hole that hangs the picture that you can finally get your grandparents' pictures up on the walls, you know, so that you can connect with the emotion behind that moment that was within the picture that's now up on your wall, right? That's ultimately what you want. So you don't want the hole. And equally, you don't start with a hammer. You need to start with a blueprint. And yet so many people come to me asking for a video. You probably get the same in your business, right? The same way, it's kind of like the same way that someone might walk into a hardware store and ask for a hammer, but not knowing whether they're wanting to build a bookshelf or a house, right? It's a very different tool that you're going to need in order to achieve different outcomes. So here's the thing. A video is just a tactic. It's not the strategy. And when you treat the video itself or the deliverable of the actual creative piece of video as a whole strategy, then that's where things fall apart. This is the fundamental kind of mindset shift that I want you to make as a video strategist. So let me give you an example here. And this is, you know, not word for word, but this is based on a real example that I recently had with a potential client. This client, they run a local gym. It's a small franchise kind of based gym. So they have a few different gyms in the local area. So basically this gym owner gets in touch with me, right? And basically they said to me the reason why they came was because they wanted a big, bold promo video that really kind of got the name of their gym franchise out into the market. They wanted, you know, drone shots. They were thinking about slow motion shots of, you know, weights being lifted in the gym and, you know, functional fitness stuff. It was super cool, right? And so that was the idea. They'd seen something similar that they had seen from another business, and they wanted the kind of the same sort of thing for themselves. So being the strategic mindset, which I want you to adopt as a video strategist as well, of course I needed to ask more questions. Right. So I asked them, okay, great. So you have an idea for a video, but what are you hoping to achieve with this video? And they say something along the lines of, well, they just needed to get more members, right? They needed more people to sign up for their subscriptions. So, of course, I've got more questions then. So I'm asking them questions along the lines of, well, what's working for you right now in terms of leads? Okay. So how are they getting their customers or their clients right now? Do they have some sort of a lead generation funnel or a landing page? Is their website actually converting visitors right now? So what does that look like right now? And how do people currently hear about you or find out about you? What does your current marketing stack look like? So bit by bit, as I kind of went through this strategic questioning process, it became clear they didn't actually have any real funnel. They didn't have any real nurturing process. No strong lead magnets. Most of their current clients were coming from word of mouth or just, you know, people just walking past or seeing the shop face of the gym, right? So their conversion currently, their conversion flow, I guess you could call it, was patchy at best. So here's the thing that really kind of came out for me, that shiny new promo video that they came to me that they said they wanted, it would have, if I'd just delivered what they had wanted, right? It would have just sat on the homepage of their website, maybe picked up a few likes as they shared it through Instagram, for example, but it wasn't going to do the job that they actually thought it would. So what they needed, it wasn't a video, right? What they needed was a strategy. And so this is the trap that I believe so many businesses fall into. And as video strategists, if we're not controlling that conversation and helping guide them towards the right outcome, then potentially we're failing those clients too. It's, you see, when you treat the video like the destination, when really video is just one stop across the whole journey for that customer, right? So instead of asking next time a client comes to you looking for a video, instead of asking questions around the scope of production or what it is that they might actually want filmed or how they want it edited or just sharing ideas that you have about how you can best do that. Instead, I want you to ask better questions. I want you to ask some questions like, who are we trying to reach? What problem are we trying to solve? Where will this video potentially be used and how? What do we want the audience, the intended audience, to do when they've watched this video? What's the next logical step for them to take? And what does success actually look like if this video was to achieve its outcomes. Then and only then do you ask, okay, well, what video should we be creating that would help us achieve that now? So if the answer is clear after all of that, then amazing. Then you go out and you scope the project and you go out and figure out how to actually make that video a reality for the client and maybe even go so far as to help them execute it and to roll it out so that they get the results. But if there's a lack of clarity or if some of the answers to those questions are unclear, then it's your role as a video strategist to figure that out with the client, to unpack those answers, maybe to provide some advice or guidance to help them get clearer on what it is that they actually want. Because ultimately what you're going to be doing then is saving that client time and you time, saving them potential budget, and definitely saving everyone energy by not building something that wasn't going to work anyway. So that's why strategy has to come first. Did I just say hast? Hast is not a word. Has to come first, right? Strategy has to come first. So the key takeaway here is for this first episode of the Beyond the Book series, and it really is the opening sections of the book is really getting clear on this reason why strategy first is so important. Strategy over tactics. Because if you're serious about business outcomes, you always need to start by diagnosing the real problems first and let the solution, whether it's video or something else, follow naturally. I often talk about the idea that in medical terms, if you go see a doctor and they give you a prescription without diagnosis first, then that's malpractice. We don't want to be applying video as a prescription to everyone's problems without first diagnosing whether or not video is the right course of action anyway. So if this episode sparks something in you, you'll definitely love what's inside the book, Engage, the Definitive Guide to Video Strategy for Business. So you can grab your copy right now at engagevideomarketing.com/book or search for it in your local Amazon store, wherever you are in the world. And if you've already got a copy of the book, I'd be really grateful, of course, if you left a review on Amazon, or better yet, you can check out the full Video Strategist Masterclass at engagevideomarketing.com/VSM. So all the links for this episode are at engagevideomarketing.com/309. I think that's right, 309. And thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with you next week with another audio episode of the podcast as we dive deeper into the various concepts behind the book. And next week, we're actually going to explore the $5,000 mistake that most businesses make when it comes to video. And it's a good one. It definitely kicked off everything that we do in the world of video strategy for business in my agency and probably in yours too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode of the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. Reach out to me anytime. Love to connect with you guys listening to this podcast. And I'll talk to you real soon.